Shalom to all. Today's daf is Rishami Arlad Daf Gimel, and we're starting about halfway through the Amud with a quote from the Mishnah Rabbi Yisrael Yemer Vechulu, and the Vilna Sura Daf. It's on Beis Amud Aleph, about halfway through the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored Lila Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we quote the Mishnah Rabbi Yisrael Yemer Vechulu, and this is talking about Rabbi Yisrael Shita in the Mishnah, where a person could plant one tree with two different intentions. The outer half of the tree is meant for a siyug, for a hedge, for a fence, and the inner half is meant lamachol, and actually has a split din. The outer half is put from Arlan, the inner half is chayiv. Now basing ourselves off of that, Rabbi Shimon Yaakov. He asked from Rabbi Yechonon, not tzad ha'tachton l'syag v'alyin l'machol, or tzad ha'tachton l'machol v'alyin l'syag. Let's say his intention in planting the bottom part of the tree, that was for the syag, and anything above that is l'machol, or the other way around. Does Rabbi Yossi's din still apply? So Amalei told him, he adah, it's the same exact thing. He tzad ha'tachton l'syag v'alyin l'machol, he tzad ha'alyin l'syag v'atachton l'machol. It's all the same. It doesn't make a difference if the bottom is for the fence and the upper part is for food, or the bottom is for food and the upper part is for the fence. It's all the same. It has a split din. The Gemara asks, how is he supposed to know? How do we know which half of the tree is meant lamachol versus which half is meant for siyog? So Amar Biyani says, maybe Zmaira, he brings a twig, a branch, umesai many marks, ad kan l'siyog, up until here is for the siyog, mikan ve'elech lamachol, from here on is lamachol. Now Reb Zeir asks a fun question, nicha tzad ha'tachlon l'siyog ve'elein lamachol. This is all good. If the bottom part of the tree is for the fence, for the hedge, and the upper part is going to be for food, so that's okay, we could say it has a split din. But tzad ha'tachlon l'machol ve'elein l'siyog, if you want to say the other way around, that the bottom part of the tree is for machol, and only the upper part is l'siyag, how do you say that? Gadol mitoch iser, it's growing from iser. Ma'atam rachin, and you're saying this? The moment the bottom of the tree starts growing, and that's going to be chayv and arla, so the upper part of the tree is growing from something that's usser, it's growing from something that has a din of arla, so that also has to have a din of arla, even if you're saying it's l'siyag. Now the Gemara just explains where Reb Zeir's question is coming from. Reb Zeir kedaiter, Reb Zeir's l'shitasai. Gimel mabez on top to Reb Zeir, b'shem Reb Yonasan. Reb Zeir says, the name Reb Yonasan, batzel shel kilei akarim she'akra shalai, if there was an onion that was usser because of kilei akarim, and then he uprooted it and planted it in a different place where there's no issue of kilayim, afilu maisiv kama, even if it grew way more, tons more was added onto this onion, technically being mevatel the part that was aser, still aser, it continues to be aser because of kilayim, she'en gedulei iser, malan isa iser. Something that grows from iser can't be mevatel, it can't be male the iser that it comes from. And that's where Zeir's question is coming from. Since he holds that gedulei iser can't be mevatel iser, that's why he says, how could it be that if the first part of the tree that starts growing is chayv and arla, that the continuation of the growth is going to be putter, it's coming from iser? I wouldn't have an answer to his question. We now quote a brisa with a number of different scenarios. Natal l'siyag, let's say he planted the tree for siyag. He intended for it to be a hedge or a fence. V'chishav al l'machol. Then he changed his mind later and decided he wanted to be l'machol. So baba machshava, and now he's coming to the state of being chayv arla because of his thought. But we do not say the other way around. L'machol v'chishav al l'siyag, let's say he originally planted it l'machol and then he switched his mind and said, you know what, I just want it to be a hedge. Loi kalimenu, that machshava of his is not strong enough to change its status once it started out being chayv. It continues that way. On to another case, let's say when he planted it, his intention was that the first year it grows is just going to be for a fence, and mikan ve'elech, his thought was that from then on, from the first year and on, chishav av l'machol, he wanted it to be fruit, meaning this was all his thought process when he planted it. The first year, I want it just to be l'siyag, and afterwards, I want it to be for eating. Since he had this thought of chiyav, meaning he wants it to be chayv later on, already now, even in the first year, it's chayv and arla. As Gemara Tanin, Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Yossi told us in our Mishnah that when we're dealing with one tree and he wants the inner part to be for food and the outer part to be the siyag, so that's his din and it could be split. So why not say the same in this case over here? So the answer is tamal l'machol l'machol l'aylam l'siyag l'siyag l'aylam. Over there in Rabbi Yossi's din in our Mishnah, whatever part he wants to be food is going to be food forever, and whatever part's going to be the fence, the hedge, that's going to be that din forever. He's not changing anything. He's just saying half is this and half is that. But Ram Hocha, over here in this example we just brought, mikivan she'iriv by since he mixed a machshav of chiyav into it, the whole thing is chayiv. Since he thought to himself that after year one, I want the whole tree to be lamachol, so that's mixing two different machshavas together, and therefore we apply the status of chiyav already now in the first year. On to another case, which is similar yet different, natu shal shanim l'siyag. Let's see when he planted it, and for the first 3 years, he kept it as siyag. His intention throughout the whole thing was he just wants it to be a fence. And then at the end of year three, mikan ve'elech chishav av lamachol. Afterwards, he says, you know what? I want it to be machol. And then v'haysef, something added on, meaning the third year's fruits had already grown, and they technically grew b'ptur, because again, he still had this thought process that he wanted it to be l'siyag, and these third year fruits continued into the fourth year, and they added on, they grew a little bit more. The question is, toisafto, what about this toisafes? What about this bit that grew in the fourth year? On one hand, since we're already in the fourth year of the tree's growth, even though this is the first year that it's considered l'machol, it doesn't have a din of arla, because again, we're already past the first 3 years, so this fruit should be pater, or perhaps, since now it's l'machol, we look at the chanata, the budding of this fruit, and that happened in the third year, and so maybe retroactively we should say that it does have a din of arla. Now we have machlokes about this. Rabbi Yirmi Omar, he tells us, ha tosefes pater, that is tosefes is pater, whereas Rabba Omar, ha tosefes chayev. Rabba tells us that tosefes is chayev. Now Omar Rabbi Yaisi says, hadad Rabbi Yirmi, this din of Rabbi Yirmi, mischam yakasha, it seems to be problematic from this brisa that we're going to bring in a moment. Velasi, but it's really not true. Elanicha, it's perfectly fine, and there's actually no issue from this brisa. What's the potential problem? Kadada Tani, we have a brisa that tells us, Sada Shivi Yishlish Lifnei Gai, Velakcha Yisrael, a field in Syria, which was owned by a guy, and the produce grew a third of its total growth, and then a yid bought it. Dad Oman Alpha on top, Rabbi Kiva says, Hatoy Sefes Pater, that which continues growing more than a third, meaning the remaining two thirds of whatever it is Pater from Iser, because since it started out Biptur, everything that continues, even though it's in the Rishus of a yid, is also Pater. Now that's the question. According to Chachamim, even though it started out Biptur, whatever continues growing is Chayiv and should be the same over here. How could Rabbi Yirmiyah say that the Tosefes is Pater? Even though it might have started out Biptur, now that it continues growing according to Chachamim, that should be Chayiv in Arla. And the reason why it's not a problem is because V'hachi Kar Biptur, V'Tosef Chayiv, you want to say that the beginning was Biptur and the continuation is going to be Chayiv, the Tosefes is not growing in a state of Chiyuv. Again, we're talking about Arla over here. And the first 3 years, it had a complete Biptur from Arla because, again, he had planted it for Siyug, for the fence, for the hedge. And only in the fourth year did he decide that he wants to eat the fruits. But the fourth year of a tree's growth is already considered to be a state of Ptur. It's not a state of Chiyuv. And if you want to say, okay, but look at the Iker, look at when it started growing. Well, when it started growing, it wasn't Chayav either because, again, it wasn't planted for the fruit, it was for the tree. And therefore, we see how this Brysa is not a question. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this case. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.